According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, otherwise known as NAMI, approximately 1 in 5 adults in the United States experience mental illness. NAMI also notes that 1 in 25 adults experience a serious mental illness that either interferes or limits one or more major life activities. Amanda Thompson is the owner of Counseling for Wellness in Kent. She thinks it's important for people to understand mental health for various reasons.
To understand mental health and knowing that mental health is like a real thing, is that people's lives are at stake. I mean, when it comes to the severe stuff, people's lives are at stake. But honestly, most people have something, like whether it's anxiety, depression.
In Portage County, there are many different resources for those looking for help. The different programs or practices provide different services.
The one thing I'll say about the board-funded agencies here in Portage County, and that includes Coleman Professional Services, Family and Community Services, and Children's Advantage, is that there really is not a lot of duplication of services. And we do work real hard to work collaboratively with one another. So, for example, we do not provide services to children. If somebody was expressing that interest, we would refer them to Children's Advantage. Again, other sort of programs that perhaps Coleman or Family and Community Services provides, we would refer them there. If someone was in need of withdrawal management services or a women's residential addiction treatment program, I trust that those other agencies would then refer that person to us. And so, again, the idea that there's not a lot of competition allows us to be a lot more collaborative.
That was Rob Young. He works for Town Hall 2 in Kent, which focuses on drug and alcohol addiction. These programs all need to be funded in order to stay open. Amanda Thompson's Counseling for Wellness is funded differently because it is a private practice.
Private practice is really more the funding comes from the individual and from their insurance. So we take either self-pay or we take insurances. So people will either have to do a copay, or sometimes they don't have a copay because they met their deductible and the insurance just covers it.
Services like Town Hall 2 are funded by local tax dollars and with help from the Mental Health and Recovery Board of Portage County. But what happens if the funds for these programs run out or if they are low on money?
If we were to lose our funding, our top priority, what we would fund as long as possible would be the crisis services. Would be if somebody's having, you know, a mental disturbance to the point, especially to harming themselves or harming someone else, where the police would be involved and they would have to be hospitalized. Those like safety net crisis services, we would fund and as much as we can.
That was Karen Kravitz, the Director of Community Relations for the Mental Health and Recovery Board of Portage County. Rob Young worked at Town Hall 2 during the Great Recession. Members of the Town Hall 2 staff were let go due to the lack of funds. If this were to happen today, Rob would try to focus on keeping the services provided by the agency for as long as possible.
Even though perhaps the economy is falling apart, people are still going to have addiction issues. They're still going to have mental health issues and concerns. They still need the help and the treatment and the services. So we would look to try to secure more grants, more perhaps donations, private donations. I mean, we would turn over every stone possible.
Reporting from Kent, I'm Sherry Ellison.